Many people in Arizona and around the world are wine aficionados. My co-host could be considered one as well, right?
You know it.
And if you were to tell one of them, especially someone who doesn't live in this state, that Arizona's wineries have become highly competitive in comparison to those with much longer, well-earned reputations for high quality, like California's Napa Valley or parts of Europe, they might shrug or be a little surprised. But the examples of success are growing and competition is fierce, so much so that the Southwest Wine Center at Yavapai College won the 2019 Arizona Wine Competition. The winning wine was developed by students. One of them is Chris Brinkmeyer, who is with me. Chris, a lot of people are wondering how a school could win this kind of event. As someone deeply involved in it, what's your interpretation?
The wines aren't necessarily taken very seriously, but I can say, going through it, we do everything like a winery would do it. I mean, there's no cutting corners. It's state-of-the-art equipment, you know, big fermentation tanks, full-on everything. So it's amazing. And so going through it, you're making this wine, and it tastes amazing, and you're wondering if it's just my own head telling me that's amazing. But then you go through it, and, you know, at the end of the day, you make a product, and you're pretty happy with it. I was pretty happy with it. And so then we, you know, the annual, you know, Arizona Republic awards that they have for the wines, and these is all the wines in the state. It was just vindication that what we're doing is the right thing. It's going to force people to recognize the program as legit, that we're doing the right thing. And we're beating out established wineries that have got, you know, guys that are very well respected in the industry. And for us to take the prize was a very huge accomplishment. It puts us on the map. It gives us some legitimacy. And rightfully so. I think the program is headed in the right direction. And
yeah. Well, what do you think that means potentially for greater ambitions for the program when you consider to win a prominent award like this?
Hopefully, you know, like this kind of program like this will give us the opportunity and the platform to tell the story. I don't think the story is out there about Arizona wine, more so than our wine being better than somebody else in the state. I really think our competition isn't Arizona versus Arizona. It's Arizona versus the world. I think, you know, we talk to somebody about wine, the first thing they think is you go Napa or going up to Oregon for some Pinot or up to Washington or wherever, you know, you get your wine from, but they don't think Arizona, and it's right here in our backyard. And I can tell you, I was one of those people. So I just assumed at some point I was going to move somewhere where wine was, and I was going to go do whatever I was going to do there. And then this happened, and I discovered Arizona wine. It's not the wine that I was used to. And so I think people think, okay, I'm going to have a Cabernet or a Chardonnay, and that's what I'm going to do. But Arizona has different types of wine, but I can tell you they're world class. It's not like you're taking second fiddle to some other whatever. If you drink the varietals that do well here, you'll find that they're amazing. I would put them up against Rhone in France. I'd put them up against Shiraz out of Australia. Whatever it is, we make amazing wine, and I would just give us a shot at it, and we'll surprise you, I think. That's the message I would like to deliver, yeah.
Chris, what about weather? What about climate? How does Arizona's climate make it a good place, at least in some areas of the state, for wine?
Grapevines like to have their feet dry. They don't like to be in a wet soil. If you look at Napa, actually, they're actually very dry. Their soils drain very well, and so they do very well in that environment. Arizona, I mean, Phoenix is too hot. I mean, you can grow grapes here, but they're going to be like table grapes. If you go to places like Wilcox or up where the school is, you're at over 4,000 feet elevation, and it's 10 to 15 degrees cooler. And it's comparable to some of these warmer regions, like even parts of Napa or in Rhone region of France, where it's very warm and very hot. It's not any different than what we have here. Our soils drain very well. That's the second piece of it. The temperatures are good. The other thing is we have a good daytime and nighttime temperature difference. Like 30 to 40 degrees is kind of a good thing to have. And we have like a 35 to 40 degree temperature change. So they do well climate-wise. And as far as water goes, down in Wilcox, where about 70, 75% of the grapes are grown in the state, there's a huge aquifer right there. So we can get well water. So we can get to that rather easily. And, well, I say easily, it's a good 400 plus feet down, but it's there and it's plentiful. So we're not in a place where we're in bad shape for water. So we have access to water. We have good soils. We have good temperature. It's perfect. And so people are just now discovering that.
So in addition to having a full-time job, in addition to going to the school to learn how to make wine, you've been involved with a winery, and you and your wife are going to move forward and do your own thing with a winery. What are the plans for that? And how much did the experience of what you've done so far, how much is that going to help? How much have you learned?
Our plan now is to, you know, plant grapes, make wine, that whole thing. Mm-hmm. I think the transition from my current career as a white-collar career into something like farming, I wasn't quite sure that transition was going to work. But now that I'm graduated, I have a full-on winemaking degree, and my second employer, if you will, I'm dually employed right now, had needed a winemaker. He called up the director, Michael Pierce, who runs a program, amazing human being in his own right, and asked him if there's anybody available, so he could recommend somebody, and he gave him my name. And so I met with Sam Pillsbury. He's the owner of Pillsbury Wines, one of the bigger operations in the state. Mm-hmm. Has many awards on his own way. He called me up. We met. We talked. We worked it out. And so this last harvest, I went down there and made wine. And it was all the things that I learned from the school were directly applicable to this position. I mean, it was exactly what I needed to know. Yes, making wine at the school is all state-of-the-art equipment. Making wine in Arizona is not on state-of-the-art equipment. It's very, you make do with what you got, which is fine. But it's, it's still grapes. It's still fermenting. It's still chemistry. It's all the same things that you need to know, And so I just, even though I felt overwhelmed because the scale was bigger, once I kind of got my pace underneath me, I relied on the information and the schooling, and everything was fine. So it was great. I mean, everything I learned was directly applicable, other than the scaling and feeling overwhelmed for a while. But I mean, I'm kind of past that now, and it's all good. So,
do you know what you and your wife are going to name your wine?
We do. Our winery will be called Skyhaven. And that's based on the geographic region down there is called the Arizona Sky, or the Madrean Sky Islands. We tried a bunch of different names. It's really hard to find an idea that hasn't been trademarked or used somewhere. So after about our 85th idea, Skyhaven came across our plate, and it just sounded like a great idea. So we kind of ran with it. We came up with some logo ideas and ran them by, test markets and all that kind of thing. And we got really good feedback on that name. So we ended up grabbing that one, and we've already got it trademarked, so we don't have to worry about, we heard some horror stories in Arizona about that not happening and then running into issues later on, so we kind of made sure that was all cleaned up and good before we went forward, before I would even announce it on the air. It's kind of like, you don't tell your friends the name of your kids before they're born because you think they might take the name. Same kind of thing here.
That is Chris Brinkmeyer, one of the students who helped make the winning wine for the Southwest Wine Center at Yavapai College.